two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Taffetas with social distancing. Visit explorelogan.com for hot getaway deals. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
And today's high temperature, about 86 degrees, a nice cool morning, 74.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Sitting in for Tim Hughes, I'm Sean Michael Lyle.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
President Trump is expected to sign a bill into law that creates a national three-digit suicide prevention hotline.
If you're in the middle of a mental health crisis, 988 is going to get you help.
The bill was authored by a Utah congressman. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, this has taken 4 years to finally pass, even with support from both Republicans and Democrats and little to no opposition. Representative Chris Stewart just joined us live. He says different states have different numbers. They've been hard to remember, but the three-digit 988 number will change everything.
And I really think it, in a short period of time, it's going to be as easy as 911, and it's going to be as universally known as 911.
Says it'll give support, like someone to talk to, or resources and tools for someone in a mental health crisis. Stewart says it'll take a year for the FCC and states to get the hotline going. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
As Mary just mentioned, we just spoke to Congressman Stewart live about his bill. Check out the news story at KSLNewsRadio.com for more from that interview.
And coming up at 7:05 on Utah's Morning News, adults and teenagers are both experiencing isolation as part of the stress of the pandemic. ABC's Jim Ryan will have more on our mental health in a live report.
Meanwhile, another Utah congressman bill has cleared the House. It addresses human trafficking. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more on that. John.
Yeah, Sean, Representative Ben McAdams says he's trying to better attack and prevent human trafficking from taking place. A recent bill by him, which has now passed the House, is intending to do exactly that. The Stifle Act is off to the Senate, and if passed, it will order the General Accountability Office to study and report on major routes for human trafficking. Additionally, it will also look into the methods used to launder the proceeds of trafficking. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, the House has attached the bill to the annual defense bill, which must still be reconciled between the House and the Senate. McAdams opponent in November, Burgess Owens, has also made stopping human trafficking one of his top issues, tweeting about it as recently as this past Saturday. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The governor is considering several possible intervention measures following last week's dramatic increase in COVID-19 cases. KSL-TV's Matt Rascone reports the governor has already encouraged a mask mandate in Utah County.
It's been a struggle since the beginning of the pandemic. How should leaders respond to COVID-19 in their communities? The sheriff's office says this is a health issue and should not be criminalized. In the words of Sheriff Mike Smith, the real mandate should be to our elected officials to address the specific problem in the area impacted with a community-based approach.
Another measure being considered by the governor is rolling some counties back from yellow to orange pandemic status.
COVID-19 is affecting even more Utah across schools. Details from KSL-TV's Dini Wimmer.
Corner Canyon now has 70 cases. Students are on a modified learning schedule, and the school became a COVID testing site. Yet pictures of private proms were sent to us, homecomings organized by Corner Canyon parents. The health department told me they understand these are a rite of passage, but spokesman Nicholas Rupp told me they hope organizers will plan responsibly.
Dini says those pictures show multiple couples standing right next to each other, and they are not wearing masks.
President Trump is promising to make a Supreme Court nomination by the end of the week, but the political fight has already begun. KSL's top national stories this hour with Mark Jackson, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Senate Republicans say they have the votes to confirm any forthcoming Supreme Court nominee, but Vice President Joe Biden is appealing to senators to wait.
Uphold your constitutional duty, your conscience. Let the people speak.
President Trump says he expects a nominee by the end of the week. Late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the Supreme Court building tomorrow and Thursday. Always the trailblazer, she will then become the first woman ever to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday. A private burial at Arlington National Cemetery is held next week. Tropical storm Beta making landfall overnight on the Texas coast. This man lives on Jamaica Beach.
The most flooding we've seen here in about 10 years.
The storm that has 40-mile-per-hour winds is dumping at least 15 inches of rain along the Gulf Coast. Sexual solicitation charges are expected to be dropped against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft after a judge ruled video from a massage parlor cannot be used as evidence. About 20 men were accused of solicitation in Florida in early 2019. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The Louisville, Kentucky Police Department is canceling vacations and requests for days off in an apparent preparation for an announcement on whether police officers will be charged in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Police said yesterday that such requests are being canceled until further notice. Taylor was shot by police carrying a no-knock narcotics warrant.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Our big delays continue to be Bangor and 5600 West, trying to get between 35th and 21st South. Drivers need to be patient in that area. It'll take you a little longer than usual. But I-15 moving just fine. Ogden to downtown, we had a little bit of heavy traffic in Farmington and Kaysville. It looks like for now that's thinned out. With all lanes open on I-15 in Utah County, both directions are looking good. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com, KSL News Time 7:06.
As adults deal with the isolation and potential brought on by the coronavirus pandemic, teenagers are facing the same emotional stresses, but often without the tools to deal with them.
Experts are fearing the worst as young people return to school. ABC's Jim Ryan joins us live on the KSL Newsline with more. What are we learning from the experts, Jim?
Well, even now, Amanda, it seems that these fears are pretty well-founded. There was a CDC report that showed that about 40% of U.S. adults reported struggling with mental health issues, with substance abuse, suicidal thoughts, just during June, during that 1 month in the pandemic. So, suicide is a global issue, 10th leading cause of death in the United States, but the second leading cause of death among teenagers. And that's what's leading to this great concern among pediatricians, among physicians, psychiatrists, that there could be a real problem in the coming months, even after the COVID-19 pandemic has left us.
You know, Jim, you and I remember way back when we essentially dismantled America's mental health infrastructure. Are we now facing the consequence of that now?
Well, yeah, potentially. I mean, there's a lot of private practice out there, but there are a few public resources. If you know, you can find them. Certainly, they do exist out there. But primarily, it falls to the private industry, to private psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors, and therapists. And very often, the insurance that covers that is something that kids don't have, and that adults in this climate don't have either. So, yeah, I mean, we're looking at multifaceted problems here. Statistically, we saw the same sort of thing happen, an increase in suicides and mental issues during the pandemic of 1918. We saw a similar rise in these sorts of social problems during the 2008 recession. So it's not completely unexpected. I think you're right, Sean. There could have been some foresight that went into this and said, we need to be ready for it.
I know a lot of kids in the country probably feel like mine. I've never seen my kids so happy to be back in school because of the chance for social interaction. And I know that contributes to their mental health. And for the kids who can't go back, I do worry about the added component of the stress on their mental health.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they're stuck at home just like their parents might be working, yet they're doing school work virtually. They don't have the social contacts that they had before. They miss out on that part of school. They also miss out on the physical activity that came with being in school, either gym class or participating in athletics. So, you know, it's certainly worth it for parents or for others to keep tabs on their kids and to have their kids maintain contact with their friends, either through virtual means, by the telephone, for heaven's sake, or, try to arrange a social distance meetup with these kids.
You know, Jim Ryan from ABC News, a lot of the younger people are asymptomatic when it comes to the pandemic itself. What about being asymptomatic when it comes to these mental health stresses?
Well, that's exactly right. And that's why it's up to parents and other family members, people who are close to these kids, both physically and in terms of their emotional health, who can recognize something might be going on, not to just ignore it. You know, this is a time that it's really important to speak up. Ask the kids, sit them down and ask them about their mental health. And then if there is an issue, to reach out to someone. You know, at some point, Congress right now is looking at a measure which would designate 988 as a national suicide prevention hotline, much like 911 is in cities around the country. 988 would be a national helpline for that. So expect that to be coming out in the next couple of years.
Jim Ryan, we thank you. We'll continue the discussion about mental health and how to respond safely to public incidents. KSL-TV investigative reporter Brittany Glass will have more on crisis intervention training coming up in a special in-depth report at 7:15 on Utah's Morning News.
KSL News Time, 7:09, and that's Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. We find Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, so far this morning through Salt Lake County, I-15 has been a great drive from Point of the Mountain all the way to Salt Lake. It's backed up over on 56th West and Bangor Highway, but you're going to be frustrated. Little bit of good news, the delays now started around 3100 South instead of 3500 South, but it's still going to add 5 or 6 at least extra minutes of wait time to get onto 201 or to go past it. Eric?
Going into the mountains, no problems on I-8. You got dry roads up to Partley Summit, then on to the Kimball Junction exit if you're going to Park City. For traffic down in Provo and Orme heading out to Heber City, no trouble as well on the US 189 through Provo Canyon. And I-15 continues right now in Utah County. No problems from Santa Quinn to Lehigh. Heather?
The earlier slowdowns we had, southbound I-15 and Kaysville are gone, so you're back to a 30-minute commute between Ogden and Salt Lake. We are seeing some congestion, though, on US 89 around Cherry Lane and in the Fruit Heights area. And also up in Roy on 5600 South, that's to get congested between the railroad tracks and I-15. Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air is ready to help and continues to take precautions to limit your exposure as Utah reopens. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Kind of warm out there to start off, 72 and clear skies, 7 a.m. Temperatures up to 79 at noon with mostly sunny skies, and then 86 at 4 p.m., mostly sunny. Backs down to 81 at 7 p.m. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now downtown, 74 degrees with few scattered clouds.
The Death Star is now open for business in Las Vegas. The new home of the Las Vegas Raiders has a familiar public address announcer. Here's our own Tim Hughes with the big announcement last night at Allegiant Stadium.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Allegiant Stadium and the inaugural season for the Las Vegas Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders would like to thank MGM Resorts for being tonight's presenting partner for the 2020 home opener. Thank you, MGM Resorts, for your continued support of the Las Vegas Raiders. Tonight, the Silver and Black host the New Orleans Saints for a very special 50th anniversary broadcast of Monday Night Football.
All right. That sounds so awesome. The Raiders franchise definitely embracing their awesome new nickname for Allegiant Stadium.
Welcome to the Death Star, where our opponents' dreams come to die, says Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis. His nickname for the new Allegiant Stadium, right out of Star Wars. But it was the villains' HQ, no?
What went through my mind didn't go through your mind.
Head coach John Gruden.
I think it's a cool name for our stadium.
When asked about Death Star being a failed infrastructure project, owner Davis says, nah, not there. Chuck Severson, ABC Sports.
And it was a successful debut for the Raiders at the Death Star. Las Vegas took a third quarter lead on this touchdown catch.
Deadlocked at 17. Ingold set in front of Jacobs. Carr going to throw. Rolls right, wide open. Touchdown, Waller. Beautiful play.
The Raiders held on to beat the New Orleans Saints 34-24 and are 2-0 to start the season.
Trending this hour in the 7 o'clock report. The newly created U.S. Space Force has deployed for the first time. About 20 members of the Space Force are now on duty in Qatar in the Middle East.
One of the country's first casual restaurant chains has filed for bankruptcy. Sizzler blames COVID-19 for going into bankruptcy to reduce debt and renegotiate leases, but they are not planning additional restaurant closings.
BYU quarterback Zach Wilson says he had COVID-19 over the summer but has since recovered. We'll have more coming up in a live report at 7:35 on Utah's Morning News.
Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson is calling on the governor again for a statewide mask mandate. She'll join us live. Is she confident that this time around he'll crack? That's today on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time is 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour.
Representative Chris Stewart's bill to create a national suicide hotline number is now on the way to the president's desk. He says 988 will save lives. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Governor Gary Herbert is encouraging a mask mandate for Utah County, which has seen a dramatic increase in COVID-19 cases.
And third, let's see how we're driving into work this morning as we check in with Andy Farnsworth, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy.
Just hearing about some signal problems at State Street, Pleasant Grove Boulevard, and Pleasant Grove, and we've got backups on 56 West and Bangor for several blocks trying to get to 21st South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today, but a slight chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
72 downtown.
KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Tropical storm Beta hitting the Texas coast last night, dumping rain north of Corpus Christi. Houston's now under a flash flood warning, and there's a 4-foot-deep river running through downtown. President Trump vowing to name a Supreme Court replacement for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Senate Republicans are vowing to vote on whoever it is quickly. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Police officers in Utah are mandated to go through crisis intervention training. But how are the different departments doing when it comes to getting their officers trained?
This type of training is now in the spotlight after a 13-year-old autistic boy was shot by officers in Salt Lake City. We get the story from KSL TV's Brittany Glass.
Where's your remote?
This is Carson Smith.
Hey, hi. A nice wave. There you go.
Also known as Man Cub.
I call him 95% teddy bear, 5% grizzly.
He's 22 years old and diagnosed with autism. Mom Cheryl says he's severely affected and is nearly nonverbal.
He has these really extreme behaviors where he hurts himself. This is where he gets frustrated and bangs his head through the sheetrock. And he'll hurt me.
Cheryl describes herself as absolutely pro-police, but even when Carson has hurt her...
I wouldn't call the police because I don't know what I'm going to get. They certainly have reason to be concerned or intimidated or not know how to handle the situation because every person with autism is different.
That's why the Autism Council of Utah has been working on autism-specific training for law enforcement.
Get on the ground! Knock it off! Back to you guys!
That training is now in the spotlight after police shot 13-year-old Lyndon Cameron.
We are facing a mental health crisis in this country with a void of resources for those in crisis. And make no mistake, this is a crisis.
Autism is a small focus of Crisis Intervention Team, or CIT, training in Salt Lake, a 40-hour training course outside the police academy that teaches officers how to respond to those experiencing crisis and mental illness. A KSL investigation in July found that although CIT training is mandatory for Salt Lake officers and all new recruits receive it, that doesn't mean every officer is trained. Our investigation revealed almost 75% of officers in that department had ever received the training, but only about two-thirds of those officers had kept their certification current. Detective Joseph Taylor runs CIT training for Salt Lake City PD and says recertification is a challenge.
When people take time off to even go to training or do that, it takes a big chunk out of their ability to respond to things.
Still, Taylor maintains CIT is a priority in Salt Lake.
It's a work in progress. There's always new and better information coming out. There's always, you know, things we can learn, things we can do better.
Hey, please, stop running!
Those lessons will be critical as police weigh what happened when officers shot Lyndon Cameron.
Is this a poor reflection on the culture at the Salt Lake City Police Department?
That's a tough question.
I fixed that one.
As for Cheryl Smith, she believes as long as police respond to these calls, training has to change.
We can start with more training, intense training, autism-specific. I would love to see it be mandatory.
That's exactly what State Representative Steve Ellison says he wants, mandatory CIT training for every law enforcement officer in Utah. Ellison plans to introduce that legislation next session.
And that's Brittany Glass reporting from KSL TV.
719, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave and go back over to you. Andy?
Amanda, just hearing about a crash on the right shoulder northbound I-15. It looks like it's right before the beginning of the 45th South exit in Murray. It is on the shoulder, and I don't see traffic really slowing at this time to meet it. I don't see a highway patrol on scene either just yet. Looking much better on 56 West, now approaching the 21st South Freeway. Bangor's still backed up from Parkway Boulevard to the 201 Freeway. And coming out of Tooele, I-80 all clear, at least for now. Eric?
Getting word that the signals aren't working in, this is a Pleasant Grove, on State Street at Pleasant Grove Boulevard, and that's a fairly busy intersection right now. Not seeing any delays as a result, so volume must be pretty light or they've already got them fixed. I-15 Utah County looks pretty good. No problems northbound from Santa Quinn Payson all the way to Lehigh endpoint of the mountain. Heather?
Most of the congestion I'm seeing is on US 89 in Davis County. That's because lights turning red. We've got more cars on the roadway. But your highest volume of traffic is actually on I-15 southbound between Clearfield and Farmington. And occasionally we see brake lights pop up in Kaysville. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and it's Grant Wayman with the 7-day forecast.
Mix of sun and clouds, few scattered showers this morning, and more storms possible in the afternoon. High temperature 86. We get more sunshine tomorrow, also 86, and then sunny and warm on Thursday with a high of 85. Cools into the upper 70s, mid-70s for the high on Sunday, or rather Friday, again with plenty of sunshine, and cooler for the weekend, highs in the 70s both Saturday and Sunday. A lot of sunshine expected, upper 70s the high on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 72 downtown.
And you've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 7:21.
It is time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview, and Debbie joins us to talk about, you're going to have Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson with you right off the bat.
9:05, she's calling in the show live. We know that the governor is set to make a major announcement. We expect that to happen today on what he will do going forward with a spike in cases of COVID-19. So we're going to ask Mayor Wilson what she hopes the governor will do. Does she want him to implement a broader, perhaps a statewide mask mandate, so it impacts people in Utah County and forces them, more of those residents, to mask up? Of course, we have the mask mandate here in Salt Lake County. The other question that I have for Mayor Wilson is, what can she do about the spike in cases in schools? Can she, does she have the authority to make schools that are showing a spike in cases go online and stop holding in-person classes? Again, she's joining us right at 9:05.
All right, something that affects all of us. Be listening 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio. Good morning.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Before the pandemic, most of us probably didn't give much thought to how an online order arrived at our door or whether there would be toilet paper on store shelves. But for the Utah Inland Port Authority, thinking about supply chains is their business. Jack Hedge is the executive director of the Port Authority, and he's here to share the unique opportunity Utah has to keep goods moving into the next century.
One-third of Utah's GDP, employment, and incomes are dependent on the logistics industry, and those numbers are only expected to grow. But as we've witnessed in 2020, an unknown shock to the supply chain can disrupt the balance of our global logistics network, and that affects our daily lives. The Utah Inland Port Authority's job is to support the logistics systems that are the backbone of the economy. That means using our geographic advantages and optimizing the road, rail, and air infrastructure that are already in place to make cargo movement more efficient and more sustainable for all the generations to come. Logistics right now is at an inflection point. There are disruptive technologies that are revolutionizing the industry. Utah is the place to foster that innovation, to stay safe, to stay stocked, and to stay smart. And if you'd like to find out more and keep up with all the things that we're doing, go to inlandportauthority.utah.gov.
We're excited about the unprecedented vision for statewide logistics that benefits all of Utah and look forward to progress with the Inland Port. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Hi, ever wonder what it's like to face a 350-pound lineman who wants to smash you into the ground? I know what that feels like. Scott Mitchell here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Helmets Off, where I talk about the pressures of being an NFL quarterback and some of the other pressures pro athletes face when the helmet is off. It's a podcast, and you can get it free on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and on the KSL News Radio app.
There's more than a kernel of truth that we're at home watching movies in the era of coronavirus, but the popcorn industry is not exactly popping at the news. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson with that story, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Yeah, Sean, the shutdown of movie theaters isn't just affecting Hollywood. It's hitting in America's heartland as popcorn farmers are sitting on mountainous stockpiles. That costs money as they have to rent silos to store all those unpopped kernels. This farmer tells the Indiana Farm Bureau he grows butterfly and mushroom-style popcorns.
And the mushroom actually pops round, and they use a lot of the round popcorn in the movie theaters, especially in China.
But not these days. Sales of microwave popcorn, of course, has actually surged in the pandemic, but that is not helping those who grow the theater style. From the KSL National News Desk, I'm Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says that many mid-sized U.S. businesses are now able to borrow from banks again. He says so far around $2 billion have been paid out as part of the Fed's Main Street Lending Program.
The hotel industry is asking Congress to get moving on a second stimulus package. Roughly 74% of hotels say they have to lay off more employees without another round of government aid.
KSL Drives, the Detroit Auto Show, says they will go forward with plans to hold their show at the end of this month. It will be the largest auto show taking place this fall now that the L.A. show is moving from November to May.
And just ahead of the opening bell, your money at this moment, the Dow is about where it started yesterday. It's a 7 points positive to 27,064. The Nasdaq is up 6 tenths. That's also above a landmark area. It's 66 points to 11,055. S&P 500 is up 0.25%, 8 points to 3,283.
We could use a little positive.
Yeah, we could.
After what happened yesterday. Coming up next on KSL News Radio, we will take another early look at your morning commute. That's just ahead on Utah's Morning News.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now, you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Protect your family, keep local businesses open, and strengthen Utah's economy. Learn more at inutah.org/healthy.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
The average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. At highway speeds, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you're still jumping in your car every morning, you know where to find KSL. Like always, hit the button for 102.7 FM on the way to work. If you're staying home, you can still be connected to a larger community. You can still hear Tim and Amanda talking through the biggest stories. Stream them until 9 at KSLNewsRadio.com.
KSL News Time, 729, Triple Team Traffic Time, presented by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the crash has already been moved off the freeway, North 15 at 50th South. Looking good on Bangor Highway again, approaching 35th South. Still have some delays before the 201 freeway, but over on 5600 West, that's back to normal traffic for this time of the morning. Eric?
Reportedly, the signal lights are out. State Street at Pleasant Grove Boulevard, so you're going to have to treat that as a four-way stop. We don't have many major issues in Utah County, though, right now, and the freeway looks good. Northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain. We do have some northbound congestion, Redwood Road in Saratoga Springs, approaching Pioneer Crossing. Heather?
5600 South and Roy continues to back up. You're going to see most of the congestion heading east away from the railroad tracks toward I-15. But once you get onto I-15, not a lot of problems as you make your way into downtown Salt Lake. You'll also see the backups on US 89, especially around Cherry Lane and Antelope Drive. But a good commute if you're on I-84 east or westbound. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn 3.5% interest rate. Fixed term, no fee certificates with interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com. wasatchcredit.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And what about today's temperatures? Back over to you, Grant.
I'm going to mix of sun and clouds today. Actually, a few showers going by this morning. Another slight chance of storms in the afternoon, but partly cloudy most of the day. It's going to be another warm one. High temperatures at 86. More sunshine, 86 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It's 72 degrees.
Now we just got a few minor issues on city streets. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
President Trump is preparing to nominate a new Supreme Court justice by the end of the week.
A top Senate Republican says they have enough votes to confirm. Our live team coverage begins with ABC's Mary Bruce in Washington.
President Trump overnight at a rally in Ohio, relishing the opportunity to fill another seat on the Supreme Court.
Who would like to see a woman justice of the Supreme Court? Who would like to see a male justice of the Supreme Court?
He's already promised it will be a woman, and he is expected to announce his decision at the end of this week.
Meanwhile, a top Republican says there are enough votes to confirm the incoming nominee. Mark Jackson has more on the Supreme Court and the rest of our top national stories live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. Senate Republicans say they indeed do have enough votes to confirm a replacement for late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg before the November 3rd elections.
The nominee is going to be supported by every Republican in the Judiciary Committee.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham on Fox News. Protesters, though, have been gathering outside the home of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell this week, hoping that that doesn't happen. Meanwhile, President Trump has met with Appeals Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett this week, considered the favorite to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Mr. Trump says he expects to have a choice made by the end of the week. And Louisville, Kentucky police are out in force this morning ahead of a decision on whether or not police officers will be charged in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump, represents Taylor's family, says either way,
we've only wanted transparency and the truth to come out.
Taylor was shot by police on March 13th, and the U.S. is expected, if it hasn't already, hit 200,000 coronavirus deaths, accounting for around a fifth of all COVID-19-related fatalities around the world. With what could be a model for actions taken here in the U.S., pubs, bars, and restaurants in New England will have to close by 10 p.m. to tackle the surge in cases across the pond. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
Following last week's dramatic increase in COVID-19 cases, there has been calls for a mask mandate in Utah County. But Sheriff Spokesman Spencer Cannon says this is a civil issue, not a criminal one.
There's a better way that it can be handled besides throwing the police at the problem and issuing tickets and making arrests.
Cannon says enforcing a mask mandate would take deputies away from other duties.
A Utah State University lecturer has a new video with tips to stop a mask fight before it begins. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, they made this video to help professors, mainly if a student comes to class not wearing a mask as required on campus. But this can also help so many more people in these conversations. Claire Canfield is a lecturer and certified mediator, and here he outlines a way to do it.
You know, I notice you're not wearing your mask today, and I'm not sure if that's because you don't want to wear one, or maybe it's because you forgot it, and then ask for clarification. What's going on, or can you help me understand?
Canfield says conflict stems from people's values, which can bring up strong emotions. So he says start with openness and humanize the other person. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
BYU quarterback Zach Wilson says he got COVID-19 over the summer, but has since recovered. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us with more on that. John.
Yeah, Sean, it's back to regular scheduled programming for the Cougars this weekend as they welcome Troy to Lavelle Edwards Stadium on Saturday for the home opener. It comes after the team had to postpone its game against Army last week after some athletes tested positive for coronavirus. Now, we don't know which players were impacted by the outbreak, although quarterback Zach Wilson has made it known that he wasn't involved. The junior starting quarterback has admitted to testing positive for coronavirus over the summer and is currently still on the 90-day exempt list. His exemption is set to end next week when BYU faces off against Louisiana Tech. Wilson says his symptoms were never very severe, and he believes he contracted the virus when getting together at a neighborhood get together with a bunch of football players. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Football returns to Lavelle Edwards Stadium in Provo this weekend.
A lot of Cougar fans getting excited about the big football game coming up this weekend. I tell you what, it looks like sensational weather for a football game on Saturday afternoon with temperatures topping out in the middle 70s. So for the evening, temperatures cooling down. It'll definitely be blanket and jacket weather as we head into the evening hours.
Before then, our temperatures remain a little above normal with highs today, tomorrow, and Thursday in the mid-80s before falling into the 70s for the weekend.
Coming up on KSL, a small fire is burning in Neff's Canyon right now. We'll get the latest.
At Triple Team Traffic.
Things looking good on I-15. Still have the malfunctioning traffic lights reported in Pleasant Grove and some leftover delays on Bangor near 21st South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 7:35.
Think you know the story? Think again.
We're not seeing real debates in front of the American people. Both sides.
What are you afraid of? Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
The sun is shining and the mountains are calling. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. And with the outdoors beckoning, Alpine is having the biggest outdoor sale of the year. I think we can all agree that now more than ever, it's important that we stay active and keep moving. That's why we're offering $125 off any of our portable oxygen concentrators. These concentrators are game changers. They're lightweight, compact, and battery operated, and easily carried in your backpack for a hike with your dog, picnic with the kids, or a simple walk around the park. If you're not needing oxygen, we thought of you too. When you spend $500 in cash at Alpine Home Medical on a lift chair or scooter, we'll give you 10% off your entire purchase. What a great way to relax after a day outdoors. To find a store near you, visit our brand new website at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
alpinehomemedical.com.
This fall, social distance into the wide open spaces, fresh air, endless trails, and scenery for miles, all at Ruby's Inn. Ruby's is closest to Bryce Canyon with prices lower than ever. Visit rubysinn.com.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
And if you're just joining us on Utah's Morning News, summer is now officially gone. Autumn arrived just a few moments ago. KSL News Time, 7:38.
Watching Utah's money just after the opening bell on Wall Street, your money at this moment. Let me refresh this page here and see what's going on. The Dow is up 80 points. That's 0.3%. We're at 27,228. The S&P is up 17.6. That's 0.5%. The NASDAQ up 54.4. And that's also 0.5%.
And we're following breaking news in Neff's Canyon, where firefighters are on the scene of a small brush fire.
Unified Fire spokesman Patrick Costin just provided an update to us.
Yeah, the first calls started coming in shortly after midnight last night. Reports of a possible campfire up Neff's Canyon. Crews showed up to the base of the canyon and saw it was pretty far up. With it being dark and such, obviously, firefighter safety is the biggest concern. Didn't look too big, so they chose not to engage just for safety purposes. One of our wildland specialists did hike up to the fire. So it was just about 4 to 5 acres at that time, just kind of creeping really slowly. Occasionally torching a tree, which essentially once it gets into a big pine tree, the whole pine tree lights up at once. So, and that's what you can really see from the valley. So it's just torching a tree every 20 or 30 minutes or so. And they notified the Forest Service. So the fire is on Forest Service property. They do have Forest Service units en route. A bunch of them are starting to show up this morning. So once we have daylight, which we currently are starting to get some daylight, they're going to hike up and engage with the fire. Currently, they estimate it's about 10 acres. It's not threatening any structures. We do have weather that's kind of cooperating with us. We have, you know, it's a little bit cooler this morning. The winds haven't picked up too much. So, yeah, it's kind of in our favor so far while crews get in place to, you know, attack the fire.
Unified Fire's Patrick Costin, and we will keep you up to date on the fire in Neff's Canyon on KSL News Radio, where it's now 7:49.
Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, which is brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and over to Andy.
All clear on I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley, starting to back up 90th, approaching the freeway in West Jordan over to Sandy, and backups on 56th and Bangor right before 21st South Freeway, now just a block or so each. Eric?
Looks like we've got the stoplights fixed in the Pleasant Grove. This was at State Street and Pleasant Grove Boulevard, where you had to treat that as a four-way stop for a while. Never really caused any delays, so that's good news for commuters out there. I-15 continues to look good in Utah County, 24 minutes northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
City streets in Weber County have most of the congestion right now. They include Harrison Boulevard in Ogden and 5600 South in Roy. From time to time, things back up on US 89 as you move your way through Davis County. That's mostly when the lights turn red at those larger intersections. But I-15 itself at speed, 30 minutes from Ogden to Salt Lake. You may not know this, but Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment. Forklifts, excavators, aerial lifts, skid steers, generators, trenchers, they can service them all at Diamond Rental near you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, and Grant gives us the KSL weather pattern brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Weather pattern showing high pressure, controlling the weather here, lots of sun for us, and high temperatures, 86 today, mid-80s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A perfect 72 degrees, but some clouds in downtown Salt Lake.
Coming up in a moment, an in-depth report on the FBI's efforts to combat voter fraud. What we should know about that. Coming up on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a foul bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I had somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
In a moment, lives can change. A serious injury or illness can create barriers where there were none before. But at the new Craig H. Nielsen Rehabilitation Hospital at University of Utah Health, progress will not be contained. We are redefining the boundaries of recovery with care that goes further and helps patients go further too. Learn more at uofuhealth.org/Nielsen.
News brought to you by Craig H. Nielsen Rehabilitation Hospital at University of Utah Health.
Take control of your financial future at the virtual Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 9th from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There is no better time for women of all ages, cultures, and financial situations to grow their financial capability together and hear from Utah's most influential women leaders. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. That's womeninthemoney.org. Or text FUTURE to 57500 for details and get ready to take control of your financial future.
Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson is calling on the governor again for a statewide mask mandate. She'll join us live. Is she confident that this time around he'll crack? That's today on Dave and Dujanovic.
We always appreciate so much when you text us to let us know what you're seeing, if you see smoke or fire anywhere, and we can reach out and confirm that and share it with the public. Such a public service that you perform. Text us whenever it's safe for you to do so on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That's 57500.
KSL News Time, 744. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the Forest Service is responding in force to a small wildfire burning in Neff's Canyon. Firefighters are asking people to stay away from the Neff's Canyon trailhead parking area.
Second, President Trump is expected to sign a bill into law that creates a national suicide hotline. The bill creating the 988 emergency number was authored by Utah Representative Chris Stewart.
Third, a look at Tuesday morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy Farnsworth, what's up?
Delays getting pretty thick right now on Redwood Road near Pony Express Parkway down in Saratoga Springs because of a crash going north. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today, but a slight chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
72 downtown.
KSL's top national stories.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson warning Brits not to expect a return to normal work or life for at least another 6 months. New restrictions are being put in place because of a dramatic surge in coronavirus cases. The United States is getting close to 200,000 COVID-19 deaths. Businesses are boarded up in Louisville, Kentucky, as the city braces for an announcement on criminal charges, possibly, in the police-involved shooting of Breonna Taylor. ABC's Alex Perez, who's there, says the cops involved are already being investigated.
Six Louisville Metro Police officers are now under disciplinary investigation in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. The six include three officers who are part of an ongoing criminal investigation, as well as three other officers who were also involved in the raid when the fatal search warrant was initiated. The review could result in disciplinary action or even termination.
Tropical storm Beta moving in, causing flooding in Corpus Christi and Houston. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to lie in repose at the Supreme Court Great Hall starting tomorrow. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The FBI says a lot of social media activity is again coming from other countries like Russia to try and hurt America this election year.
Agents both locally and nationally are investigating while asking the public for help. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The FBI says election security is one of their highest national priorities. But to their knowledge, no foreign government has attempted to tamper with the vote count.
That being said, in the past, cyber criminals have been able to compromise U.S. voter registration databases. And I want to highlight it's in the past.
Special Agent Casey Harrington oversees the FBI Cyber Task Force in Utah.
We know that foreign adversaries, including Russia and China, would like to have an impact, an illegal impact on our American political processes. These groups may use cyber attacks to target election infrastructure or political campaigns.
And the FBI works to prevent this by collaborating with state and local partners in Utah. Paul Hartel is the special agent in charge in Salt Lake City.
The three main issues we are investigating are cyber attacks on political campaigns and government infrastructure, secret funding or influence operations to help or harm a person or cause, disinformation campaigns on social media, platforms to confuse, trick, or upset the public.
And the FBI can investigate the cyber attacks and secret funding, but they know people can help them this election season when it comes to being online and on social media.
Be aware that social media deception and foreign influence operations exist. Our adversaries want to have an impact on our election. And two, be informed. Know the origin of the information and seek multiple sources to make informed judgments.
The FBI also investigates voter fraud and ballot fraud, civil rights violations, and campaign finance crimes. Special Agent Drew Scown says if you try to test the system by attempting to register again, that's voter fraud. Voter buying schemes and trying to vote in someone else's name, that's also fraud. And Scown says it is a civil rights violation to try and suppress the vote.
A threat of violence or economic harm. So, for example, threatening someone if they vote or if they don't vote a certain way. This would also be efforts to prevent qualified voters from being able to participate in the election.
Campaign finance crimes include excessive contributions, straw donor schemes, prohibited sources, and abuse of campaign funds. Scown says maintaining the integrity of the election is critical for our government to function. In the end, if you know something illegal is happening, or if you are concerned something looks suspicious, just report it to the FBI. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. We are following breaking news on KSL News Radio. President Trump says he will announce his nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court on Saturday. Just tweeted moments ago that the announcement will be made at the White House, but the time still to be determined.
Again, President Trump tweeting just moments ago that he'll make an announcement Saturday at the White House about his pick for the Supreme Court following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg last week.
KSL News Time 749, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
And traffic starting to back up again over on Vangaders. Kind of scattered delays through West Valley from 35th to 21st South. Getting a little bit thick and sluggish again, 56th and Vangaders, and our 56th and 21st South. And Redwood Road coming down the hill from West Jordan and into Taylorsville. Plus some I-15 brake lights right as you get on at 90th South. Eric?
I-15 continues to look good in Utah County. The problem spot is over in Saratoga Springs on Redwood Road, where you got to crash right at Redwood and Pony Express Parkway. And that's the reason why we've got that northbound slowing that extends well back over towards the point where it meets up with Utah Lake over on the west side of Utah Lake. So be expecting some slowdowns if you're heading in that direction this morning. Past that, no problems on Redwood up to the county line. Heather?
Not a lot of problems if you stick to the major freeways throughout Weber and Davis County. No delays on I-84 through the mountains, I-15 or Legacy Parkway. US 89 occasionally has congestion at the stoplights when the lights turn red. Other than that, you're going to be pretty good with no accidents reported. Waterford Upstart will get your child ready for school. This early education program is done online, at home, and available to all Utah 4-year-olds at no cost. Register at Waterford Upstart. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant, how you doing? What's the forecast look like?
Hey, good morning, Amanda. Well, you know what? Fall is here. It is now officially here. Let's see.
Oh, that's right. Today's the first day.
Yeah, well, it's 7:51, so therefore, let me do the math. 20 minutes ago. 20 minutes ago, it started. Here we go. So that means it's going to instantly be cool, right? Maybe not so much. Today, we're going to be warming up again. We do have these dark clouds out there. Some of us had some showers early. Sunshine most of the day, though, and smoky. Again, we're up to 86 degrees. Now, there is a slim chance of additional thunderstorms this afternoon, and between about 2 and 6, so watch out for the dark clouds. We're not all getting rain, though. Sunshine tomorrow and another warm one back in the middle 80s, and more of the same on Thursday as well. Now, on Friday, it tones down. High's only about 76. That's when it feels more like fall. It'll be a cooler morning. And then for the weekend, really great weather. Only 74 Saturday. BYU game looks great. Sunshine and, again, cooler temperatures. Sunday, we're up 77. And then right about 79 on Monday.
All right. Well, right now we have some clouds and a perfect 72 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
You've all heard of a HELOC, haven't you? A home equity line of credit. Well, this is not just a home equity line of credit at Utah Community Credit Union. This is a home equity Visa card. It's the easiest way to access your home equity. From UCCU, all you have to do is when you get your home equity, they issue you a Visa card so you can access the equity in your home. This is your equity. Why not be able to access it with the lowest rate possible and anytime you want? There are no closing fees ever. So if you want to jump on that remodel, if you want to consolidate your debt, and who doesn't, if you want to just have the peace of mind of knowing, I have this emergency fund here, it's right in my wallet, it's a Visa card. If I have an emergency, something in my house or whatever comes up, the equity in my home equity line of credit is as easy as a Visa card. Is that the smartest thing ever? And it's at Utah Community Credit Union. I love how many people open HELOCs and they never use them. You'll use it if you have it in your wallet with a Visa card, a home equity line of credit Visa card. You can do it by stopping by any Utah Community Credit branch or just go to uccu.com. Utah Community Credit Union. You are going to love where you bank.
September is Healthy Aging Month, and that makes it a great time to talk about cataracts, since this is something most of us will deal with as we get older. Cataracts cause cloudy, blurry vision and increase glare from lights. Who wants their golden years to be obscured by cloudy vision? Not you. Hope's Vision's team of highly skilled surgeons has helped so many seniors by restoring their vision with modern cataract surgery. Ask about their amazing lens options that offer you the opportunity to not only have your vision restored, but also be free of your glasses, bifocals, trifocals, and even readers after cataract surgery. Talk about freedom. Hoops Vision is your world-class leader in modern cataract surgery. If you have cloudy, blurry vision, don't miss another moment. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com to schedule your cataract screening. That's 877-30-LASIK or book online at hoopsvision.com.
Let's talk about flu shots. We've heard myths like, every time I get a flu shot, I get the flu. And healthy people don't need the flu shot. The truth is, a flu shot significantly reduces the chance of severe influenza. Getting vaccinated each year is important to ensure you have immunity to the strains most likely to cause an outbreak. This year, please protect yourself and others by getting a flu shot. It's easy. Learn more at inutah.org/healthy.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. And the markets are open now. The Dow is down a tenth, 35 points to 27,111. The NASDAQ is right where it started at 10,799.780. The S&P 500 also just down fractionally about 3 points to 3,283.
Time for Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper.
The novel coronavirus pandemic has impacted all walks of life, including for BYU quarterback Zach Wilson. Wilson on Monday revealed that he tested positive for COVID-19 this past summer. He shared what his personal experience was like having the virus.
You know, honestly, for me and the other guys that had it, it was just like a cold, you know, minor symptoms and, you know, just tired, fatigued, all that kind of stuff. You know, so for us, it was nothing crazy. You know, it was 4 days and we were ready to go again. So it was not bad.
Wilson, like everyone else on the BYU football team, continues to be tested 3 times a week with saliva-based testing as they prepare to return to action this Saturday against the Troy Trojans. For more on this story and the latest with BYU football, check out KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
It's time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com.
I love pickles. This might be genetic. My father loved pickles so much there was a rule in our house. You're not allowed to eat a whole pickle until you're 7 years old, because it'll stunt your growth. Dad explained it was the law in England, where he came from. It was baloney. He made the law up. Dad wanted the pickles for himself, but in my house, it was the law. So impatiently, as a 6-year-old, I'd eat my half a pickle for dinner and dream of the day that I'd mature into a 7-year-old, and I kid you not, on that day, Mom gave me a birthday pickle with a candle. No cake, none, just the pickle.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes, they sang over my birthday pickle, and I joyfully chomped that kosher dill from end to end. This was my version of manhood.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
And the version I made my own son endure till his 7th birthday, and a half century later, only today, do I learn that pickles are good for you. A study out of William and Mary College shows dill pickles are an amazing brain food. The salt, the vinegar, and the crunch give you a big boost of serotonin, which instantly regulates your moods. So when life gets too 2020 for you, fish a pickle out of the jar. And since it is 2020, honest, I'm running through 2 jars a week.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
With the last breath of a Supreme Court justice came a political battle for the ages.
Call your senator.
Hold this vacancy open.
It will be a woman.
Listen here for the latest updates, for context and deeper understanding. All this week, rely on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News time is 7:59. Another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
Slowdowns, Amanda. Slowdowns are starting to get a little worse. I-15 now between 90th and 7200 South. You've got, I guess, another train blocking the road. It's Tuesday, so that means train day. And 56 West backed up again now from the railroad tracks past California Avenue. And a lot of people are stacked up on Bangor using it as an alternate. Eric?
Accidents causing quite a bit of delays out in Saratoga Springs. This is on Redwood Road at Pony Express Parkway, and it's stretching back to Grandview Boulevard. So if you're out in Saratoga Springs, just expect some extra time to get through those streets. Once you get up to Pioneer Crossing, things look good there, but you do have some slowing over on Lehigh's Main Street, eastbound and westbound, just to the east of Saratoga Road, actually to the west of Saratoga Road, between Saratoga and Redwood. Heather?
Not a lot of problems on the freeways in Weber and Davis County, but I'm seeing unusual delays on 3500 West in Roy. This is going northbound between 5600 and 4800 South. And then you also have delays on both 48 and 56 trying to head east over toward I-15. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
72 degrees and a few broken clouds in Salt Lake City. 86 today, 86 tomorrow, 85 Friday as autumn is underway.
Mitt Romney has made a statement about whether or not he will vote on a nominee from President Trump, and we'll share it with you coming up in a moment right here on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.